More ground in less time. It's never a good objective. We'll see what we could do. Try to still keep to my...
less ground in more time.
Okay. Does Heshi speak ahead for everyone, or is that?
Yeah. I have to stay
up
till
11 o'clock
to take my
dream. Bruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shakol. Amen.
So it was actually originally had advertised a different topic, which Be'ezrat Hashem we will discuss next week. Also a very interesting topic, but then I realized that we will be meeting on the heels of Yom HaShoah, so I figured we'd discuss the topic of Yom HaShoah in general before we get to perhaps tshuvas. Perhaps we will discuss in coming sessions tshuvas which came out of the Holocaust, which some of them are tremendously devastating and fascinating at the same time. So let's just discuss the concept of Yom HaShoah, whether this is something which fits into our tradition or something that doesn't fit into our tradition. Of course, with any new concept in Yiddishkeit, there's going to be a machlokes, which gives room for shiurim, which makes our shiur possible. So we'll discuss and analyze the two sides of that debate. So let's begin by just understanding the background for a minute. Much of what I will tell you tonight comes from an article written many years ago by Rabbi J.J. Schechter in a tradition article, and he describes the history, the background for Yom HaShoah. Basically, before you even get to an official day where we commemorate the Holocaust and those that perished in the Holocaust year in and year out on this on a specific anniversary, so the precursor to that was in fact just a one-time commemoration. When word came to Eretz Yisrael, the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael wasn't Israel yet, obviously, in 1942, the world began to understand of the atrocities that were going on during the Holocaust, something which they couldn't fathom beforehand. They couldn't imagine it was as bad as it was. And they begin to understand, they begin to learn of what actually was going on. So the Jewish community as a whole begins to respond. Now, one of the ways in which they respond, from the religious perspective perhaps, and this is a way which, again, at the helm of this movement was Rav Herzog, because he was the Rav HaRashi, again, not of the State of Israel, ultimately would be of the State of Israel, but he was the chief rabbi of the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So he was the one, from the religious perspective, leading the movement. And one thing which he wanted to establish was a day to commemorate the Holocaust. Now, at the beginning, he wasn't discussing a day yearly that we would commemorate. He was just discussing a day where we're going to remember it, which is, again, just imagine learning of these atrocities. So we have to respond as a community, we have to respond. So how is that response going to look? So he writes as follows. The chief rabbinate of Israel assumed a major role in determining the nature of the religious reaction to this newly recognized reality. Rav Herzog, Ashkenazi chief rabbi since 1937, announced that December 2nd, 1942, again, specifically 1942, didn't say anything about a yearly thing, 23rd of Kislev would be a day of fasting and prayer. And he involved rabbis from many countries across the world, Egypt, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Turkey, India, England, South Africa, Australia, and America, to partner with him in this endeavor. On that day, a massive crowd of thousands, you don't get any impression that there was any protesting, that there was any pushback, massive crowds of thousands, including several hundred rabbis led by the revered Rebbe of Gur, gathered first in the Hurva Synagogue in Yerushalayim, Old City, and then at the Kosa. They heard sounds of the shofar and recited prayers, including verses from the Book of Lamentations from Kinas and selections from the Tisha B'Av Kinas. So that was the first commemoration, communal commemoration of the Holocaust. Then he records a story, which is a well-known story. We'll read how he records it, and then we'll begin looking, because this is really where the halachic discussion comes about. It was around this time that Rav Herzog paid a visit to Rav Yitzchak Zev Halevi Soloveitchik, known to us as the Brisker Rav, son of the legendary Reb Chaim Soloveitchik of Brisk, a formidable Torah scholar in his own right, who had recently escaped from Europe and settled in Yerushalayim. Reb Herzog inquired whether Soloveitchik would support the establishment of a day of mourning for the tragedy and destruction that was occurring in Europe. It is entirely possible that Reb Herzog's desire to gain broader support of this establishment of this one time, fast day of December 2nd, wasn't motivated him to approach Reb Soloveitchik. Again, we don't know necessarily that he had in mind to establish a yearly thing. But he was disappointed. Rav Soloveitchik opposed Rav Herzog's initiative. The Brisker Rebbe was very against it, basing his objective on a passage in one of the kinos. This was the main objective to Yom HaShoah. One of the kinos recited on Tisha B'Av dealing with the Crusades. We'll take a closer look at it in a moment. The author of this kina, which we know, is, we'll see in a moment, Rav Klonimus, the author of this kina entitled Miyitein Rosh Yimayim, describes the devastation of the German communities of Spire, Worms, and Mainz caused by the Crusades at the end of the 11th century. This kina is explicitly historical in orientation and notes the specific dates when all this destruction took place. He goes through the different details. Then he points out that the one writing the kina poses a question. He says, why don't we establish a separate day for mourning? Why are we doing this on Tisha B'Av? Its author then addresses the question of why a kina about destruction wrought by the Crusades is recited on Tisha B'Av. Why are we reciting this on Tisha B'Av? We should have a separate day to commemorate the terrible things that happened in the Crusades. His answer is clear and instructive. This is a quote of the kina, which we'll see in a moment. Since one may not add a time to commemorate destruction and conflagration, therefore today, Tisha B'Av, I will raise my cries of woes, and we will mourn. So he says we're not allowed to add a day of Yom Avil, Yom Mispad. Chazal already established that our day of mourning, communal day of mourning, will be Tisha B'Av. We're not adding anything to that. Therefore, even though the Crusades definitely was a destruction which warrants its own day of mourning, we have a rule we're only going to do it on Tisha B'Av. Based on this, the Brisker Rav says, we are not adding a day for the Holocaust as well. Holocaust will be commemorated, will be mourned upon on Tisha B'Av. We're not adding a day. Rav Herzog was disappointed, and that's how he ended.
What about the Omer?
We'll get to that. That's not a... What do you mean by that?
Yeah, but there was no rules.
Well, we'll get to... The Omer is a...
Not the Omer, I'm saying the Zman Omer.
The Zman, the mourning of the Omer. So that's a separate, perhaps we'll discuss it in a separate shiur, when exactly that came about. But again, that's talking about,
what?
But when did we start mourning? Where's the first time, this is really going into maybe next week or maybe 2 weeks, we'll discuss. Where's the first time you see that there's mourning? And we'll bring up this question in a minute. We'll bring up this question. So let's just take a look at a different account of this very same story. Perhaps someone a little bit closer to the Brisker Rav, who brings the same story. That's Rav Moshe Sternbach. I believe I bring it for you on your sheet. Mar Malkam number one. Rav Moshe Sternbach records the same story. He says as follows: She'ela, in lasos yom evel al milyonei hayehudim shenergu b'shoah. Do we make a special commemoration, a special day of mourning for those that were killed on the Shoah? Yesh lahakdim kan uvda shahaya etzel moron hagriz Soloveitchik mibrisk. I'm gonna begin by telling you a story that happened with the Brisker Rav. B'shnas Tavshin Gimel, kishegiu la'aret Shmuel sheribei rivavos achenu nishchatim v'nitbachim. We heard about the atrocities of the Holocaust. Harav Herzog ba al Moron ubikesh l'sakin al zeh yom evil. Moron zatzal, the Brisker Rav responded, his snagit, he was opposed to it. V'amar, she osir lahosir v'yimei ha'evil. It's osir to add on to the days of evil. V'sha'ol osal hanal eifu zeh kosev. So Herzog said, I'm not just going to take that blindly. Where does it say I can't add on a day of mourning? On the contrary, we'll see, it seems that there were times where they did add on a day of mourning. Eifu zeh kosev, omer lo hagrizatzal, hakina she'anu omrin b'tisha b'av. Al haruge malchus vermeize v'aspira she'nirtzichu b'yimei ir v'sivan. Mekonein sham simu na alavavche misbed mar l'kosha. Kishikula harigasam l'sabu l'safra kisfreifas beis elokeinu. That's a quote of the kina, basically where he's saying this destruction of the Crusades is equivalent to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And if it were not for that, I'm not allowed to add on a day, this would certainly be worthwhile adding on a day of mourning, but I'm not allowed to, therefore today, on the day of Tisha B'Av, I am going to mourn. Skip down to the end of the quote. Harry Mefurish says the Brisker Rav, it's clear. Even though they're terrible atrocities. They didn't establish a separate day. They pushed it off until Tisha B'Av. Kevan, she'asr lasis yimei evil chadashim. It's also for us to make our own new days. Umaran zatzal amr lo kol hapiyad balpet. This is fascinating. He said the whole kina on the spot balpet to him. Amazing memory. So he had it on his lips, and he was able to rattle off the kina. This is the only makar he gave. No Gemara, no Medrash. How do we know it's usher to add on a day? It's usher to add a day because the kina says that it's usher to add on a day, and that's why they didn't do that in the time of the Crusades. So we are going to discuss for most of the shir this halachic question. Is there something wrong with adding on a day or not? But I will just point out, I'll preface our analysis by saying that there are many other issues which come up, less halachic. There are other more, I guess, we'd call them hashkafic undertones to Yom HaShoah, and those are all part of the debate. Much of that you could see in the next paragraph from Shtermach. Again, I don't want to focus on this, I don't want to get involved in it, but just to show that there's more going on than just the halachic debate, at least now. Whether that was true at the time that Rav Herzog came to him, there's much less reason to believe it. Again, it was before the establishment of Israel. To argue that it was that they were afraid that this was a push from the Zionist, the secular Zionist movement, is hard to argue. Again, we're talking about 1942. But that definitely became a concern later. Read the remainder of the tshuva. V'chol hadvarim halalu amurim afilim hayu misakim zoz ga'onim v'tzadikim. Even if tzadikim g'doli ador would be misakim, the Brisker Rav said it's wrong. Aval kan, but what we're talking about now, kol abedavim al-kach zelu prita alulim shal ha-chavshiyim, these are people who are not religious, the secular, shekavu yom miyuchal yom evel, and therefore he goes on, now we don't have to read the whole thing, but basically he says, now I'm not interested. So it's important to know that there are other elements in terms of the opinions that you will hear voiced now, there are other factors besides the halachic factor to take into account. First of all, is it viewed as something, as a is it an establishment of, was the day an establishment of the Zionists, the secular Zionists, in which case, of course, it would be written off by any of the Haredi community. Again, another important aspect which we will not discuss is that they wanted to do it in the month of Nisan. We don't even say Tachlin in Nisan, we don't say Tzidak Adin in Nisan, we don't say Esed in Nisan. It's a strange time to pick to have the Yom HaShoah. Why they specifically pick it now? This was also a tremendous point of controversy, and this, I would say, is something very valid, which offended a lot of people, which probably is not focused on now. And the reason why it seemed to have settled around this time is because something to do with the beginning, the end of the Warsaw Uprising, the ghetto uprising. Now, the reason why that offended so many people is that it was understood to be taken at Yom HaShoah, where what are we memorializing? What are we celebrating? The gevura, the strength of those that were willing to stand up, as opposed, and again, I'm not saying this was the intention, but the way it was taken by many, as opposed to those who didn't stand up, who Chalila just went idly and didn't fight back for themselves. And that was taken to be a tremendous offense. And the fact that they chose a day around that, originally this was certainly one of the things that wanted to be, that they wanted to commemorate with Yom HaShoah. Again, there was pushback to that, so it could be they took it off officially, but the reason why it settled around this day was because of that. And that offended a lot of people, which also became another big reason to push back on Yom HaShoah. But again, none of this is I want to discuss. I just wanted to put it out there that this is part of the discussion. What I want to discuss is this point of the Brisker Rav. Is there a problem with the halachically, with establishing another Yom, another day of Eva? This was not, the Brisker Rav was not the only Soloveitchik who was adamantly against establishing a day for Yom HaShoah. Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, was also very, very against it. And Rabbi Schechter, who again was a close Talmud of his in Boston, says that every year in the summers in Boston, he would give a lengthy explanation of Kina. And at some point, when he would discuss this Kina, he would discuss a great detail why we're commemorating all the tragedies, including the Holocaust now, and that we shouldn't establish a special day. I'll just read for you quickly what he says over here. This position was forcefully, repeatedly articulated by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, nephew of Rav Yitzchak Zev Halevi Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav. From the late 1960s until the mid-1980s, the Rav would spend all or much of the day of Tisha B'Av involved in the recitation and the study of the Kinos. I recently published a book presenting much of the Rav's teaching. One of the primary arguments the Rav made year in and year out was that Tisha B'Av was meant not only to commemorate those events that took place on that day, Tisha B'Av is not specifically for the events that took place on Tisha B'Av, but that it was set aside to commemorate all Jewish tragedies, whether or not they were directly related to the destructions of the temples or whether or not they actually occurred on that day. This explains the inclusions of references in the Kinos of Tisha B'Av to the exile of the 10 tribes that predated the destruction of the first temple, and the full Kinos commemorating the murder of the 10 martyrs, the Sarei Ruge Malchut, the destruction of the German communities in Rhine Valley by the Crusades at the end of the 11th century, and the burning of wagon loads of sacred books in France towards the middle of the 13th century. It is appropriate to commemorate all of these events in Tisha B'Av, taught Rav Soloveitchik, on the one day designated to remember all the tragedies that were so much a part of Jewish historical experience. So again, you see, this is across the spectrum. You have from the Brisker Rav to the Rav. This was a very common position. Brought, well, again, the earliest source that they bring is from Akina. As you mentioned, no clear Maimer Chazal, that we don't establish new days. So is this, in fact, the case? That's what I want to discuss right now. Let's take a look at the Kina Mar Mokum number 2, just to have it put in a context. It was written by Clonimus ben Yehuda, again, who lived around the time of the Crusades. And we'll go to skip to the underlined part. We don't have to read the whole thing. Simu na alavavcha misbeid mar lekosra kishikula harigosim lisabel lisafra kisreifas beis elokeinu. This destruction, it's unbelievable that he's able to say this, is equivalent to the destruction of but we don't add. And therefore, since I can't add a day, therefore I'm going to mourn it on this very day. So this is the Kina, this is the source marshaled by the Brisker Rav and many after him. As we'll see, Rav Moshe brings a similar proof as well. But is this in fact the case? That's the question. There's a big problem with this line of reasoning. And that is, again, you could ask from a few different places throughout our history, but most strikingly are those which are brought halacha l'maisa, where it seems to be that we do establish new days of mourning. Take a look at the Magen Avraham in Mar Mokum number 3, the context of which is not so important, but the Magen Avraham is discussing different times, different communal days of fast, where depending on different simchas, perhaps it will be doicher or not. Perhaps a pidyon haben, perhaps a bris mila will let people eat. So in that context, he's discussing different communal fast days. So says the Magen Avraham. Avol b'shar tani yoshegozim atzibur also lechol afilu besudas mitzvah. Any other tanis which a tzibur creates, it's also even to eat for a sudas mitzvah. As he discusses, shekasim mechal pidyon haben. Beyom tiny seber nogan lift those beyom. You do the pidyon during the day. Velasos hasuda belayla, but you eat the suda at night because you're not allowed to break your fast. Vitzorach Ian says the Magen Avraham. Kishem is anin chof sivan b'malchus polin. When they fast on the 20th of sivan b'malchus polin, in mutter lechol asudas mitzvah. Are you allowed to break that fast for a sudas mitzvah? Umiu bismanenu ala rov osin kol asudas belayla. He says it's not a problem. But says the Magen Avraham clearly that they were misakein the day, the 20th of Sivan, as a Taina Sibur for the atrocities, again, that were going on at that very time. So you see that not only were they allowed to, the Magen Avraham seems to bring this was the minna, that they did establish a separate Yom Evil, Yom Misbad Mar. So what is the Brisker Rav, Rav Moshe, what are all these places saying? That you're not allowed to establish a separate day. It seems that in fact they did establish a separate day, Yom Chof of Sivan, which all of Poland would commemorate. Take a look further, the Magen Avraham, our Magen number 4. Ra'oi l'chol bar Yisrael livkor al sreifas haTorah shemikoach zeh nimsar haTorah leklipos hamakom yachzirena lanu b'mher b'yameinu. Kosav atanya b'yom hashishi parshas chukas. Many have the minhag to fast on the Friday prior to the reading of Parshas Chukas. Nogu yuchidim lahas anus b'shebe'oso yom nisrefu chof kronos 20 wagon load meleim sfarim b'tzarfas and freds. V'lo kavu oso b'mei achodesh b'pnei shemitoch she'elas chalom nodu lahem sheyom ha'parsha gorem gizera. Why didn't they say that it was going to be that day of that calendaric date? Instead they said the Friday before Parshas Chukas, because there was a chaloim, the chachamim at that time, there's a whole story, we'll get into it around Parshas Chukas. But I think he even quotes it, Zoh Chukas HaTorah, Dog Zera Saraisa, that they understood that it was specifically that tragedy befell the Jewish people specifically around Parshas Chukas, and therefore that's why they established it on Friday, Erev Parshas Chukas, was a Tainus. But again, you see that they established a Tainus. The Gam B'Shnas, Tach, we know the Tach V'Tach, the Manitzki, Nechiv V'Shnei Kehilus G'dolos, Ba'ol Sayon, K'mosh HaKazu V'Sibet, V'Slicha Shechiber, Bal HaSifsei Koin. Gam Noagin Lis Anos Esrim B'Sivan, the 20th of Sivan, B'chol Malchus Polen, Naru Naru Pashte, Rafa Shavaki Mati. So the Magen Avraham is bringing many examples where clearly the communities in Europe, from the Crusades and on, they clearly established a day of fasting and mourning.
So, fasting is different.
What?
Maybe fasting is different.
Fasting is different than it was a day. That's the ultimate.
Yom HaShoah is not fasting. Maybe fasting is a special schus, and maybe that's. What if you take it upon yourself? It's.
I think fasting is the basic. The whole day was a day. It was a day of Yom Slichas. They would say Slichas and Kinas. They say it was a day of mourning. So this is the big question. You take a look in the.
Like he says, it was only a small year. In other words, it was only a public. They didn't do this in.
Okay, so very good.
Is this during theirs?
No, it sounds like even for the decades after. But that's a good point. We'll see if that were to make a difference. So, what would you do? Let's just jump on this comment right now. So, the comment being made is, well, that's a different story because it was local. So now, let's say you were the Rabbanim approaching the Holocaust, the situation of the Holocaust. Is it possible to make this a local times? Such an option, was that, again, I'm not saying that was the answer. Maybe it wasn't possible, and therefore they thought they couldn't do anything.
Very few families not touched by it.
Very few families not touched. So then the question becomes, if you're going to distinguish and say, for whatever reason, a local day of mourning is okay, but a communal, international day of mourning, and to the whole Jewish community, for whatever reason, that's not okay. Then again, the question is raised, now you're trying to do something for the Holocaust, there's hardly a family in the Jewish community that wasn't affected by it, is that even a possible thing? But we'll see that there are those that take this line of reasoning. That
also,
is
also with theirs, is it supposed to be for many generations?
Well, the one in Poland all seemed to have been put with theirs. But again, because of the function, because it was only in a specific place, once they moved out, so it was not there. But this is the question, let's discuss the different approaches on how to answer the different achronim. Again, many achronim take this approach, that we don't add on days of mourning. The question that we're raising, that many of the achronim themselves raise, if this is the case, how do we see throughout Jewish history that there were times where they did add on days of mourning? Why don't they just say, we're going to wait till Tisha B'Av to respond to that? So the first one that responds to this head on is... I think the Chazon Ish. But really, I think we have to take a step back. And I didn't see people analyze it in this way, but I think this is the way it has to be analyzed. There are two reasonings. All we said so far is that the opposition to Yom HaShoah was that the day of Tisha B'Av is our day of mourning. We don't add on any other day. Now, there are two ways to explain such a reason. Why don't we add on any other day? One could argue, and we'll see both of these expressed, people haven't focused on the fact that they're expressed differently by different achronim, which I think is an important point. Some will argue, no, we only do Tisha B'Av. Why do we only do Tisha B'Av? We don't have the power now to establish anything. We've lost our nevuah, we've lost even Pastor Nevuah, we don't have a centralized authority. They used to be able to establish things for the entire community. We've lost our centralized authority, we don't have the koach anymore to establish a Yom Simcha, a Yom Tov, and we don't have, again, a discussion which comes into play in the discussion of Yom HaAtzmaut, and we don't have the power anymore to establish a communal day of mourning. We just simply don't have the koach. If we did have the koach, so then we would establish another day. It wouldn't be included in Tisha B'Av. Since we don't have the koach, therefore we do it on Tisha B'Av. That's one set of reasons. Another set of achronim take a totally different reasoning. And it's worded very similarly, but when you understand what they're saying, I believe it's a totally different reason. And that was the reason which was, I believe, the Rav was trying to echo, based on what Rabbi Schechter brings. And that is that the reason why we commemorate all these things on Tisha B'Av is not simply because we can't create another day. It's because our philosophy teaches us, our Misora teaches us, that all those tragedies befell the Jewish people because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it would almost be a distraction to commemorate it on a different day, as if to say that we have this tragedy and that tragedy. No, Chazal wants us to understand that all your tragedies are coming from one Shorish, from one Makar, from one source, and that is the Churban Beis HaMikdash. How did they make sure that we would understand that? We're going to commemorate all of them on the day of Churban Beis HaMikdash. So those are the two different streams of thought. And based on those two different streams of thought, you will have to answer up this question of, throughout history, they did it. You have to answer that differently. So let's take a look at the Chazon Ish. Did I give out a sheet of the Chazon Ish? I believe I did. It's the letters. It's called Kovetz. Did I hand it out? Igros, yes. Okay, I think everyone got one but myself. Can I borrow yours for a second? Okay, sorry. So he writes as follows. Oh, I know why I didn't get one. Hey, you could have this back. Put it back in my... He writes as follows. He was asked this question. And he says... Let's read it quickly. In Yonah Halacha Kfulim Heim Al Pi Torah Sheikar B'Tzav Kurushim Bal Peh. Again, you already see what direction he's going in. And the same way for someone to come and say a certain mitzvah doesn't apply is taking away from the Torah. The same way for someone to come and say I'm adding on to the Torah is also taking away from the Torah. We know we have Baal Toysif and we have Baal Tigra. Do we sit Shiva? Do we commemorate? Do we establish other days of mourning on these terrible atrocities that happened to Kal Yisrael? Im chayovim ein tzorach haskamos v'im peturin harekfar anu mizharim linog b'ptur zeh v'vnei shatorah petrasim u'lishmo mizbechto mizbechto v'hatzol lichonis l'kvoa u'lasol z'ligzor l'kayim. Says the Chazon Ish, we don't just add things. If the Torah was mitzava, then we have to do it. If the Torah wasn't mitzava to do it, then we can't do it. Kein kvias tainus ledoros, establishing a fast day, and there you have fast day explicitly. Ledoros who bechlal mitzvahs derabanan, it's included mitzvahs derabanan. Ve'ein navi rasha lechadish davar, we simply don't have the power to be doing it anymore. U'mashe yesh biyodenu hu mizman shehoya dayin nevuah, only when they had nevuah. Ve'ech na'iz paneinu dor shetov lo hashtika, we have such a lowly dor. Tovlo hashtika, it's better we don't get involved in these things. We're not on such a madrega. Lahara kazos likvoa dvarim ledoros. Basically he's saying, it is not for us to be doing, we don't have the koach to be doing. So, that's how they leave it in Kovetz Idris. But, these letters generally are were written to people. So, generally, I assume that was, we don't have the question, but, then they came out with a sefer, a biography of the Chazon Ish, called Pe'er Hador, where they go to bring it to the next step. Now the Talmud asks this question, and he gets the same answer from the Chazon Ish, saying, we don't do these things. Rak ha-Neviyim misugolim hayu likvo et somos. Only the Neviyim were able to... This you don't have. You don't have this. I'm reading this.
What year was the Holocaust certain day set up?
Originally it was on the 23rd of Kislev, December 2nd, 1942.
Right in the middle of the Holocaust.
Yeah, 1942.
How can they do a commemoration in the middle of while it's happening? You never do a commemoration in the middle of the Tsar.
And meaning that would be more of a reason to say that it's fine, that it wasn't a commemoration, and still the Bris were upset it was a problem.
Individually, locally, if there's something.
No, I'm sure they did that, and that they all did. The question was on the people that had died to
said a yom while more were dying.
Then that day, I'm sure they had an asifas and they had tehillim and tefillah. The question that we're dealing with is on what happened to it. We're not going to just ignore it and wait till the murdering ends, till the war ends.
So the Brisker had a problem with the Yom Kippur cotton for Ace Tzara?
No, again, I don't think he was responding to an Ace establishing a tainus. That wasn't the question. Look at the what Herzog wanted to do was establishing a commemoration. That's not. Yeah, but it's still a commemoration. And Eis Tzara, establishing a Tainus like Eis Tzara, like the Gemara and Mishnayis and Maseches Tainus, that is Al Shema Osir. That's not, I'm mourning over something that happened. I need rain. There's a war coming. We need to win the war. That's Al Shema Osir. That wasn't the question being posed to the Bris Kerub. That I'm sure he would have been fine with. If there's tremendous things going on, we should establish. Every Monday and Thursday, the tzaddikim, the Jewish people should be fasting. That 100%. That's not what he's talking about. He was talking about a commemorative type of event, and that's what he was against. And that's why he said it was subsumed under Tisha B'Av. So they asked the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish says the same thing. He says, Hanavim misugalim hayu l'kvod tzomos. Shol ish socha. So they asked him, Matam tikin hataz tzom chof benisa l'rag l'gzeres tach v'tach. What about Chaf Nis, Chaf Sivan? Sorry, that was that they established for Tach Betat, Chemlonitsky. What do you mean? There they established a Yom Tanis. So Es Chazanish, he responds as follows. Ein anu b'madrigosel shel ha'taz. Okay, even the Taz had more koyach than we do. We're even farther, even though they weren't Nevi'im, but we're still not the Taz. Halo hadora sheyavo acharenu. He says something fascinating. I don't know exactly what he means. Halo hadora sheyavo acharenu. The generations that will come after us, you tovim yoser midor shalonu, will be again almost like we hit rock bottom. You know, hiskatnu hadoras only goes so far. We're at the bottom now. It's only gonna get better from here. So therefore, what gives us the right? It's a fascinating comment. I don't know exactly what he means. What gives us the right to make something binding for future generations? We're on a, such a low level. Future generations are going to be on a higher level than we are. So when he was talking about the Taz, he understood that the later generations, he was on a higher level, he could do something that was going to be binding to them. But us, to do something binding for the later generations, they're going to be in a greater madrega. How could we, at such a low level, establish something which is binding for them? But again, whatever the Chazamish means, clearly his reasoning for his protesting this was that we don't have the koach to do it. We don't have the power to do it. We're not in the madrega of the Nevi'im. We're not in the madrega of the Taz. We can't establish a Yomtif anymore. We can't establish a Yom Evil anymore. It's not in our power. And therefore, he says, you wanted to ask me from Chaf Sivan. The Taz is a different story. I don't answer questions from the Taz. He was a much higher madrega. But then you come to the other reasoning. That's the reasoning which I think we believe we saw from Rav Soloveitchik. And that is not because necessarily we don't have the koach, but we want to inculcate into our culture that all our, that idea, that all our tzaros are coming from Tisha B'Av. And if that's the case, so then one has to ask the question, so why was the Taz, why was the Magen Avraham, why are they quoting all these Tanesim, which were communal Tanesim? Why don't they just say, we're going to do it on Tisha B'Av to remind us that Tach B'Tat happened because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that the Crusades happened because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why do they establish Chaf Sivan? What's going on? So to this, Rav Moshe has a fascinating answer along the lines of what you were suggesting before, but really, really very interesting. Rav Moshe says as follows. I believe you have Rav Moshe, Chelik Dalet, in your day. Let's read it quickly. Says Rav Moshe, Ubidvar ha-gzeru shebevonasenu ha-rabim nergu erech asara pa'amim shishu ribu al yidei ha-rishoim Hitler v'chaverev yimach shumam v'zichram shemeharo'oi Yom Kavua. We should establish a Yom Evil Umisved Mar. Shetama Malas Kvoida. Here someone clearly did write to him with the Shaila. Al Shaddai Onasa Klum. Why is no one doing anything? We're still sitting here a decade or so after, more than a decade at the point that I don't know the exact date of this, but well after the Khurban has ended, the war has ended, and still no one established. What's going on over here? So says Ramesh, Vihine Bikina Shakoy Yisrael Om B'Tisha B'Av. Again, he brings the same raya from the Kinas. Mefurish, Shemashalo Tiknu Yom Yuchel Latinus, Ulbechina Agzeris Masalas Atzlav, Shahoyo, the Crusades, Agzeris Bechom Medinas Europe, who's throughout all of Europe. Shegaru Sham Rabu HaYehudim, and the majority of Jews lived in Europe at that time. Venechvu Kama Ayara Sukrachim, and many cities were destroyed. Venikra Al Shem, Shnas, Tatnu, Vigamba Eretz, Yisrael, Hargu Sham, Harbe Yehuda, Mishum de Ein Likvo Yom Latinus Lebechi. We don't establish another day except for Tisha B'Av. Shalachain Tzarech Lazkirim Bikinos de Omrim B'Tisha B'Av. And that's why we say it on Tisha B'Av. Umeyoz Tam Atzo Ein Likvo Yom Echem Yuchem Gam Lekzer Shahayu B'Avzan. Nenu says Ramesha, the same thing applies now. Vilo Dami, now he Bavar Zakashi, he's one step ahead. And I know what you're going to tell me. Vilo Dami Lekzeris Dishnas Hei Alofim Tach V'Tach. Right? This is fascinating what Rav Moshe is about to say over here. What's different between the Chmelnitsky? Why over there were the G'dayle Hador willing to establish a Yom Misved Umar? Says Rav Moshe, Shenergu b'Ukraine, v'chelek mi'Poland, shekavlu shom Yom Tainez, there they did, v'amira slichos la'esrim b'simen achav sivan, mishum shelo ha'isa zu gzera klalis, ki gzeres ha'golos v'achur, but it wasn't a gzera klalis, Elohayu Rak Bechelek Medina Achas. So that's what you were saying. It was in one specific area. Shahaisa Gzera no Sefas al Osan Ha Mikomas. Vigam Gzera Zu the Shnas Tachvata, and even Tachvata. Lohaisa al Yidei Hamalchius, Umimela Lunim Shacha, me'etzem hagolus v'achurban elahaisa al yidei hamordim ka'amalcha shloshayich zeh kol kach l'masha hayizeh begal. Says Rav Moshe something unbelievable. He says, what is the reason that we're not allowed to establish another day? Because we have to remind ourselves it's all coming because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He says, but there are situations where you could detect that a certain Churban is not coming because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. How do I know? Says Rav Moshe, if it's only happening to a specific segment of the Jewish community, so then obviously it's not because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because it's only happening to that specific community. Tremendous chiddush. We generally would assume that whatever tzara falls, he says if it's happening to a specific community, an isolated community, it's not happening because of the general Churban of Golas, because then it would happen to all of Klal Yisrael at once. If it's happening to specific people, we don't know, we don't assume it's happening because of the original Golas, the original Churban, therefore we're allowed to make a separate commemoration. And you'll tell me about Tafetat, which was against a lot of the majority of the Jewish community. Unbelievable. He says, what happened in Tafetat? He says, it wasn't the government. On the contrary, what was going on with the Cossacks? The government was trying to defend us to their best ability. It was the peasantry that had an uprising and was trying to fight. They were the ones killing the Jews. Says Rav Moshe, when it's the peasantry that are rebelling against their malchus, so then it's not because of the Gauls. What type of tzaras does Klal Yisrael endure because of the gullus of Shibud Malchus, when the Malchus is hard and persecuting us? But because the peasantry, because the common man decided to rebel, and in the rebellion decided to kill Jews, says Rav Moshe, the Gedolei Hador were confident it's not because of the general Churban, the general gullus, it was because of a specific separate gzeira on Klal Yisrael at that time. Therefore, for these specific things, they were kaveya a special Yom Miyuchad, because they didn't want to subsume it under Tisha B'Av, to show that this wasn't generally just because of the regular Golas. This wasn't just another outcome of the regular Churban Beis HaMikdash, because Klal Yisrael and Golas. Over here, there's a special, separate Gezeira on Klal Yisrael. Tremendous Chiddush for Ramesha. But again, you see, that depending on the reason that you give for this Kina, the reason that Rabbi Yehuda said that it's also to establish a second day, depending on how you understand that kina, is it because we don't have the koa, halakhically, we weren't given that power, so then you have to answer that the Taz was given that power. But if the reason was a separate reason, because we want everything to be subsumed under Tisha B'Av, so then Rav Moshe says, well, there's certain things which we don't necessarily, tremendous chiddush, but he says, certain things we don't want necessarily subsumed under Tisha B'Av. For instance, if it was on a specific community, Jewish community, or if the persecution wasn't happening because of the government, because of Shibud Malchus, but on the contrary, it was happening because of an uprising against the government, so that's an indication that it's not because of the original Golas, it's not because of the original Churban, and therefore, it warrants its own Misbeid Mar, and that's why many of these Gedolim were against a separate establishment of Yom HaShoah. Then again, later, when the State of Israel then became more of a Zionistic thing, and again, this issue with the Warsaw Ghetto uprising, so then the opposition, I'm sure, got a lot stronger. But at the kernel, at the core of the opposition, was this discussion of whether you're allowed to establish a Yom Misbeid Mar. But at the end of the day, Rav Herzog had his argument. He said, I'm not going for this. You're going to bring me a raya, not from Yerushalmi, not from Bavli, not from Yerushalmi, not from Sifri, not from Sifra. You're going to bring me a raya from Akina. Says Rav Herzog, I'm not convinced, and he wrote a tshuva. Let's take a quick look at the tshuva from Rav Herzog, where he addresses these issues. Again, very quickly, did I underline it in yours? I didn't, I think. So I'm going to just read, I'm going to select a line here, a line there, just to discuss how we deal, again, the two issues he has to deal with. He has to deal with the kina. How does he understand the kina? At the end of the day, the kina says we don't add days. And he has to address whether we have the power nowadays to do it. So in terms of the power, he's not impressed at all. He says, at the end of the day, we know that the fast days that we fast are dinim derabbanan. And clearly, rabbanan are allowed to add fast days. So why are they allowed to add fast days? Why isn't it included in Baal Tosef? So he says, shekevan shaz at the top of the page. Kevan shaz sidim lehivatel begolusun shal Yisrael. Perhaps because when Klal Yisrael comes to Geula and Klal Yisrael is redeemed, so they'll be bottled, so that's not a violation of Baal Tosef. Ein ze bichlal lo sasifil she'ein ze l'olam, because they're not adding something permanently, they're adding it just temporarily. Ve'ein ze dugmas ha'mitzvah, so perhaps that's why that's not a problem. Or if you skip down a little bit in that paragraph, ve'ein zu hosafa el his oros l'tshuva, it could be that it's not considered an addition to the mitzvahs because it's just enabling us to accomplish one of the other mitzvahs. At the end of the day, a fast day is just to propel us to a state of tshuva. So whatever the reason is, says Rav Herzog, says, I'm not impressed. Klal Yisrael has dinim derabanan, has tanesim derabanan. This would just be another one. This is something which was within our realm. It is not a violation of Baal Tosef. And then he says, by the way, chutz mizeh, the next paragraph, harei shlonu maisarav. Well, I already have precedent for this. Since when do you need anything more than clear precedent from the times of the G'dayle Achreinim? From the times of the Rishonim, Harei Shlonu Ma'aserav Chav Sivan Shigazru Var Arba Artzos Leisanos Bo. Right, we know the Var Arba Artzos Chav Sivan Tach V'Tat Ukvar Bimei Masol Satzav during the times of the Crusades, the times of the Rishonim. Nikva Zeli Yom Tainus Ela She Nishtakeya. So you see already it's happening. So Rav Herzog says, I don't care what halachic reasoning you give to me. Obviously, they weren't bothered by it, and historically, you see Klal Yisrael did do it. Says Rav Herzog, this is something which is within our right. It's within our koach, and we're going to establish the day. What are you going to do about the kina? So says Rav Herzog, first of all, you get the impression that, okay, I'm not going to turn the world upside down because the kina says something if I don't find the halacha psuk like that. But he says, I understand the kina entirely differently. How does he understand the kina? Turn back to the page of Mar Makomos where we brought the kina. If he says Rav Herzog, he says, if you notice a few lines before that in the kina, the Rav Kloinimis ben Yehuda is saying that even though tremendous atrocities befell the Jewish people on the day of Shavuos, we're not going to establish a day of fasting on the day of Shavuos, because we're not going to add onto the third of Sivan, onto the day of Shavuos, of any day of Tzom. So says Rav Herzog, that's all that the Paitan was coming to say. He's saying, we're not going to add on a day. When he comes back and says, I'm not allowed to, ki ein lahosif, what he means to say, I'm not going to add on to Shavuos. Since Shavuos is a yomtif, I'm not going to add on any element of tsar, any element of yogan onto Shavuos. But in general, to add on a day of hesped, mar, to Tisha B'Av, that I'm allowed to do. Take a look at Rav Herzog, it's in the footnote, where he says, the second column in the footnote, he says, actually, let's read the entire footnote. Uruni gamken al hanemar bekina miyitin rosh yimayim. What it says in the kina, bekesher masos hatzlav, with regards to the Crusades, simuno levavchem misbeir mar lekosha. What we read many times, kishkula harigasim lesabel lesafra, kisreifas beisa lokeno ulam vabira, v'chi ein lahoisif moed shevres havera, v'ein lahaktim zul asoye laachra. We don't add on any days. Mikan wrote in Lilmud. What they want to say is as follows. We don't add on any day to the four Tanesim. You're simply misunderstanding the Kina. The Python is talking about Al Srefas HaTorah, on the burning of the Torah, Vehora Glomdea, and the killing of the Tamid Chachamim. Dafka biyom hashivuas biyom shenitna bo haTorah, specifically on the day of Shavuos, on the day which Torah was given. V'hu Omer hoel vehein lishosif moed shever v'tavera. Klomer ein lahosif lemoed chag hashivuas hesped ubechi al shever v'savera ulaktem. We're not supposed to add on any tanesim, any hesped on a day which is supposed to be a day of Yom Tov. But in general, to add on a day of fasting, says Rav Herzog, it's not a problem at all. Again, you could take a look at the kina and see whether you think it's a stretch in the language of the Paitan or not. It's definitely not the Pashup shot, but that's how he deflected this proof, and therefore he said it's 100% within our right. There's no indication otherwise from anywhere that we should not be doing this, and therefore we're going to commemorate the Holocaust with a special day. Why specifically the day that they chose? That's a separate discussion, but the halachic opposition to it, as we mentioned, was mainly, do we have the koach anymore to do it? In which case, some said we do. Chazon Ish says we no longer do have the koach. Or do we want to specifically make it on the day of Tisha B'Av to make sure that we understand that all of our tzaras befall the Jewish people because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash? That's what it seems like Rav Soloveitchik was advocating, that approach, as well as Rav Moshe Feinstein.
question is what they're doing here. Do you have a right measure?
They're not tzitzit. That's a separate question. That's a very good rep. That's a separate question. Right. All the discussion over here is talking about the establishment.
Once Chayim Kalitzel is doing it,